somewhere right now. Imagine there's an advanced AI, and it isn't just passively solving math problems for us.
Right, it's doing something much more aggressive.
Yeah, it's actively inventing entirely new mathematical constants. I mean, we're talking about hyper-specific numbers that human beings have never even conceived of, and they're generated for one, well, pretty brutal purpose, which is to completely destroy false theories.
It's fascinating.
It really is. So welcome to the deep dive. Today we are cracking open a really dense, fascinating stack of sources detailing how artificial intelligence evaluates absolute truth. And it uses something called a constant collapse theory, or CCT.
Yeah, CCT.
Our mission today is to essentially map out this whole battlefield for you. We're going to explore this strict hierarchy of mathematical constants. So moving from the universal ones you already know, right up to these custom-built adversarial
The
constants.
ones the AI invents itself.
Exactly. And we'll see exactly how AI uses these numbers as these ultimate yardsticks or collapse probes to systematically filter out any theory that doesn't just perfectly align with reality.
And that perfect alignment is key.
Okay, let's unpack this. To really get what the CCT framework is doing,
Yeah.
you have to stop thinking of mathematical constants as just, static numbers sitting in a textbook.
Yeah.
Think of them more like the load-bearing pillars of structural reality.
They absolutely are. And if we want to understand how an automaton systematically dismantles a flawed theory, well, we first have to understand the specific weapons it brings to the fight.
Right.
In the language of constant collapse theory, these weapons are called theory constants, but they operate under a very strict set of rules. I mean, these sources define constants like pi or e as semantic fixed points.
Semantic fixed points.
Yeah, meaning they are completely immutable. The
Right.
ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter is not, up for debate. You cannot negotiate with pi.
Right. Like, it doesn't care how elegant your multi-page proof looks. If your new overarching theory of physics somehow requires pi to be exactly 3, well, your theory is dead on arrival.
Exactly, dead.
The sources don't just stop at saying constants are fixed, right? They introduce this metric called the condition number of truth, which they represent with the Greek letter kappa. So, what is this actually measuring in practice?
Think of the condition number of truth, this kappa value, as a measure of structural sensitivity.
Okay.
It tells the AI how violently a given theory reacts when a specific constant is tweaked or, miscalculated, because every constant has a different level of sensitivity within the ecosystem of a theory.
So they aren't all equal.
No, not at all. If a constant has a low kappa, it's considered a relatively poor probe. It essentially means the theory has a bit of slack. Like, if that constant is slightly off, the theory might still limp along and generate outputs that look, well, somewhat correct.
I see. So a low kappa constant is kind of like a structural pillar
Yeah.
in a building that is mostly just decorative.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
If you knock it out, the floorboards might creak, a window might crack, but the building doesn't immediately pancake.
Yes, but here is where the CCT framework gets ruthless. An advanced AI isn't interested in testing decorative pillars.
It wants the main supports.
Right. It is looking for constants with an infinite kappa.
Infinitely.
Yeah, these are hypersensitive probes. If a theory's mathematical prediction deviates from one of these infinite kappa constants by even a single bit of information, literally the smallest measurable fraction in the universe, the entire theory breaks down entirely.
Just one bit.
One bit. The AI hits a state of total falsification, and this leads us to what the sources call a zero-entropy reference.
Now, normally when you and I hear entropy, we think of thermodynamic chaos, right? A messy room, disorder. But in this informational framework, what does zero entropy actually mean?
Well, it means dead mathematical certainty. It is strictly informational here. A zero-entropy reference point means the AI has stripped away all the probabilistic wiggle room. Any theory that cannot reproduce that hypersensitive constant exactly, well, it has infinite local entropy at that point. It's not just a little wrong, it descends into complete mathematical chaos.
I want to make sure I'm really grasping the mechanical stakes here. Is this akin to like a digital fingerprint or cryptographic hash,
Right.
where if you change just one single pixel in a massive high-resolution image file, the hash fundamentally changes and the whole file is completely corrupted and won't even open?
That is mathematically spot on. What's fascinating here is why it corrupts. It is an absolute zero tolerance system. to understand the mechanism, the sources point to the famous Riemann zeta hypothesis, or RH.
Right, one of the biggest unsolved problems in math.
Exactly. It deals with how prime numbers are distributed. Well, the functional equation of the Riemann zeta hypothesis fundamentally requires the exact, precise value of pi for its symmetry to survive.
So in the context of the Riemann hypothesis, pi is acting as that infinite kappa probe.
Correct. Pi isn't just sitting next to the prime numbers, you know. It is structurally baked into the very geometry of their distribution.
Wow.
So if an AI generates a new theory trying to solve RH, and that theory inadvertently predicts a value of pi that is off by, say, a trillionth of a decimal place.
Just a tiny fraction.
Yeah. The AI doesn't pause to try and patch the theory. It knows instantly that the underlying semantic structure is hopelessly flawed. The entire proof collapses.
Okay, so we have these load-bearing pillars, right? These hypersensitive constants that are acting as yardsticks, testing the integrity of a theory. But if the AI has all these weapons, it kind of begs the question, do all pillars carry the same structural weight?
And they don't?
Right. The source material makes it incredibly clear that they don't. There is a rigid, multi-layered hierarchy to these constants.
And that hierarchy moving from universal staples to highly specific theory-bound constants that is the engine of the entire CCT framework. An evaluating automaton categorizes constants into different threshold levels.
And it doesn't just do this arbitrarily, does it?
I know, not at all. It categorizes them based on their mathematical specificity and, crucially, the computational energy cost required to deploy them.
Okay, let's break down how this AI manages its energy. Starting at the foundation, with level zero, the seed constants.
Level zero includes those universal constants we just discussed, like pi and e. They're the bedrock of almost all mathematics. Because they're so ubiquitous and fundamentally simple to define, the computational energy cost for an AI to check a theory against a seed constant is negligible.
Like, basically free.
Yeah, it requires almost zero processing power.
Then we step up to level one, the domain constants.
Right. Here, the energy cost increases slightly, but it still remains relatively low.
Mm-hmm.
These are constants like the Euler-Mascheroni constant, denoted by gamma, or the gravitational constant G.
Okay.
They act as domain anchors. They tie a theory down to a specific field of study, like analytic number theory or astrophysics.
Which makes sense. But then we hit level two, the theory constants. And the sources note the energy cost jumps into the medium range here. What exactly is a level two constant? The text mentions things like the first 100 zero heights of the Riemann zeta function or Stieltjes constants. That sounds incredibly dense.
It is.
What are those doing mechanically?
Well, let's unpack that because it is crucial for understanding how the AI filters false theories. These aren't universal numbers you learn in high school. Think of the zero heights as very specific GPS coordinates on a complex mathematical landscape.
Okay, I'm with you.
Stieltjes constants, for instance, are essentially highly precise error terms used when mathematicians try to approximate prime numbers. They are deeply tied to specific classes of theories. By deploying these, the AI heavily constrains the theoretical space.
So it's demanding more.
Much more. It is demanding that the theory not only gets the basics right, but also perfectly hits these obscure, highly specific markers within its chosen field.
And if it takes medium energy, then level three, the hyperconstants must be massive.
Oh, they are.
The sources describe these as custom adversarial constants with a high energy cost. We'll definitely get into the mechanics of the adversarial aspect shortly, but these are uniquely tailored to test a specific theory.
Yes, hyper-specific yardsticks.
And finally, sitting at the very top, we have level four, the meta constants.
Level four requires maximum computational energy, and these are truly mind-bending. These are constants about constants.
Wait, constants about constants?
Yeah. For example, a metaconstant might describe the statistical distribution of those kappa sensitivity values across an entire landscape of thousands of different theories.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me. Looking at this whole hierarchy, it feels exactly like a tiered video game security system designed to fiercely protect the truth.
Oh, I like that comparison.
Yeah, like level zero checking pi and e is just the system checking if you actually plugged your controller in. It takes zero effort and instantly filters out absolute gibberish. Level one checks if you're even playing in the right genre.
Yes. And by the time you reach level three, those hyperconstants, you are facing a custom-designed final boss fight. The AI has built an obstacle perfectly tailored to exploit the specific mathematical weaknesses of your exact theory.
That is terrifying.
And the reason this tiered hierarchy exists comes down to pure, brutal resource management. Computation, even for a superintelligence, requires energy, memory, and time.
Right. You don't use a massive laser to swat a fly.
Exactly. You do not waste massive amounts of high-energy level 3 processing power running complex adversarial calculations on a theory that can't even get the basic geometry of a circle right at level 0. The hierarchy ensures the AI allocates its computational resources optimally.
It filters out the obvious junk on the cheap before committing to the heavy lifting.
Exactly.
Okay, so we have this vast arsenal of constants tiered by energy cost. But having the weapons is one thing. Aiming them without frying your own circuits is another. How does an automaton actually sequence this? Like, how does it fire these constants at a proposed theory to see if it survives?
That operational sequence is what the source calls the constant collapse protocol. When an AI evaluates a massive new theory, it runs it through a multi-phase gauntlet that maps directly onto the energy hierarchy we just discussed.
So it is a phased execution. Phase one is universal calibration.
And it exclusively uses those level zero seed constants. As we established, the computational cost is basically zero. But here is the staggering statistic from the sources. This simple phase instantly filters out 99% of all invalid or randomly generated theories.
Wow. It's the mathematical equivalent of a bouncer at a club checking IDs.
Mm.
99% of the fake theories don't even make it through the front door because they are fundamentally, structurally incoherent.
That's right.
Then the 1% that survive move deeper inside to phase two, domain anchors.
In phase two, the AI deploys level one and level two constants. The computational cost steps up to moderate. The goal here isn't just to check basic reality, but to pinpoint exactly which domain the theory is operating in and whether it is failing there.
Right.
It checks the structural anchors of the specific class the theory belongs to. If it claims to be a theory about prime numbers, the AI fires those Stieltjes constants at it to see if the error bounds hold up.
And if the theory somehow survives that scrutiny, it reaches the final brutal gauntlet, phase three, theory-specific probes, maximum computational cost, maximum scrutiny.
The final boss.
Right. The sources describe this as the ultimate yardstick, acting as a maximal collapse probe, resulting in either total falsification or total validation. But wait, I have to stop here and push back on this idea of total collapse.
Okay, what's the sticking point?
Well, it feels overly punitive. What if a theory is, say, 99.9% right? Let's say a physicist writes a brilliant theory that beautifully explains a massive amount of empirical data. It passes phase one and phase two flawlessly. But in phase three, it deviates from a hypersensitive level three probe by some microscopic fraction of a decimal.
Right.
Does that tiny deviation really warrant throwing the whole massive theory in the trash? Isn't there any value in being mostly right?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, in empirical sciences like biology, sociology, or even experimental physics, mostly right is often the best we can do. We update our models as we get better data.
Sure.
But in the rigorous, formal mathematical framework of constant collapse theory, there are no participation trophies.
Because it's a different kind of truth.
Because of how the mechanics of formal logic work. The sources explain that a single bit of deviation doesn't just sit there as a tiny error. It cascades into total falsification. Think of the theory as a complex mechanical engine.
Okay, an engine.
A hypersensitive constant isn't a scratch on the paint. It's the exact diameter of the gears inside that engine. If that constant is wrong, it means the underlying logic that produced it is structurally flawed.
So it's a mechanical breakdown. The error multiplies.
Precisely. That flaw ripples backward through the equations. The semantic structure loses its stationary anchor. If the gears don't mesh perfectly, the math literally cannot compute the next step. It results in a logical division by zero.
And the engine grinds to a halt.
Exactly. It doesn't matter how beautiful the chassis of your theory looks. The structural integrity is compromised at the zero entropy reference point. The theory collapses entirely.
Okay, that makes total sense. The AI isn't throwing it out to be petty. It's recognizing that a microscopic mathematical error in a foundational constant means the entire logical universe of that theory is incompatible with reality. It physically cannot work.
Right.
But this brings us to what is easily the most mind-bending part of the source material. What happens when an advanced automaton runs out of ammunition?
Ah, yes.
Let's say it's evaluating a completely novel bleeding-edge theory, something so new, human mathematics hasn't even discovered the level 2 or level 3 constants for it yet.
This is the frontier. This is where we cross from AI as a highly efficient calculator into AI as an active explorer, and frankly, as an adversary. When no known constants exist to test a novel theory, the AI is forced to invent its own. The framework describes this as adversarial constant generation.
Wait, adversarial. As in, the AI is actively attacking the theory.
Yes, through a mechanism called a min-max game.
Like a chess AI.
Yeah.
Where it's trying to minimize my score while maximizing its own. How does that translate to mathematical constants?
It's a very similar game theory concept, yeah. The AI plays a game against the proposed theory. The theory is naturally trying to maximize its own validity to prove it is true across all parameters. The AI, meanwhile, is trying to minimize that validity.
Oh, wow.
It is actively searching for the exact mathematical condition that will maximize the theory's potential for collapse. To do this, it searches along what the sources call the entropy gradient.
The entropy gradient. What is the AI actually traversing there?
It is scanning the landscape of the theory, looking for the path of steepest uncertainty. It probes the mathematical framework to find where the equations are most vulnerable, and right at that point of maximum vulnerability, it generates a completely new constant.
Out of nowhere.
Out of the structure itself. A number that has never been written down by a human. It custom tunes a yardstick perfectly designed to test the absolute limits of the theory.
The text gives an incredible concrete example of this. Returning again to the Riemann hypothesis. Imagine an AI is evaluating a brand new proof for it. The AI might traverse that entropy gradient and discover a custom constant. The text simply labels it CRH.
Right.
It is a complex mathematical product based on the imaginary parts of the specific prime number zeros in the zeta function. And here is the trap. If the Riemann hypothesis is true, this newly invented constant converges to a very specific stable value.
But here is the adversarial brilliance of it. If the hypothesis is false, the mathematical product diverges wildly, or it converges to a completely different value.
It breaks.
Yes. This AI-invented constant has infinite sensitivity built in by design. If even a single prime number zero is off the expected line, the fundamental nature of this constant changes. It is a perfect, inescapable trap custom-built to shatter a false theory.
The idea that an AI is out there inventing new mathematical numbers just to act as tripwires is wild. But then, right at the end of the material, the sources flip this entire paradigm on its head. They introduce something called the inverse constant problem.
Which is really the ultimate expression of the CCT framework. Up until now, we've talked about evaluating existing theories against constants. The inverse constant problem reverses that entirely.
Hi.
The AI requires a theory that naturally produces exactly a target set of constants.
So instead of grading the test, the AI just hands you a list of the required answers, the required constants, and says, write the test that naturally produces exactly these results.
That's the perfect way to put it. The sources argue that this is how a true superintelligence, an SI, would actually derive something as complex as the Riemann zeta function from scratch.
Oh, see.
It wouldn't stumble around blindly trying different equations, hoping one works. It would look at the known fundamental constants of analytic number theory, require a framework that reproduces those exact zero entropy references, and naturally generate the correct theory from the top down.
So what does this all mean? When I try to synthesize all of this, the universal seeds, the min-max games, the adversarial hyperprobes, the inverse problem and analogy comes to mind. It feels exactly like GPS triangulation.
Oh, I like that. Let's follow that. How does the triangulation work here?
Well, think about it. The AI isn't learning a theory the way a human reads a textbook, trying to understand concepts and memorize logic.
Mm-hmm.
It's actively triangulating the theory's position in what we would call semantic reality.
Mm-hmm.
Every single hypersensitive constant, whether it's an old universal friend like Pi or a newly invented adversarial boss, it acts like a GPS satellite pinging the theory.
I love that. And it perfectly captures how the entropy gradient resolves. If you only have one satellite, one constant, your location on the map is just a giant uncertain circle.
Right. High entropy.
Yeah.
Massive uncertainty. If you had a second satellite, like a level one domain anchor, the circle narrows down. But as the AI locks onto more and more of these hypersensitive constants,
mm-hmm.
pushing into level two and level three probes, the entropy, the uncertainty of the theory's validity plummets.
Yes.
When every single custom infinite kappa probe aligns perfectly, you have a full lock.
Yeah.
The AI has triangulated the absolute truth.
That is exactly the ultimate takeaway. The lower the entropy of the theory's location relative to these constants, the closer the AI gets to an unshakable truth. The automaton maps the landscape of reality by establishing fixed, immovable mathematical points and demanding that any proposed theory anchor itself flawlessly to them.
It's an incredibly powerful, albeit kind of intimidating, way to look at knowledge. And it's something that feels surprisingly relevant, you know, even outside the realm of supercomputers and advanced mathematics. Today, we've explored how an AI uses this rigid hierarchy of constants, from the everyday universal staples at level zero to those terrifying AI-invented adversarial yardsticks at level three.
We really ran the gamut.
Yeah. We've seen how it runs them through a strict, multi-phase collapsed protocol to systematically destroy false theories and triangulate reality.
It is a brutal zero-tolerance filter for noise.
And honestly, for you listening to this, living in a world of endless information overload, there's a very practical lesson here. Every single day, you are bombarded with theories about economics, about health, about society, about the future. Finding your own personal zero-entropy references, those foundational, immutable truths that you absolutely trust and verify, is the best way to quickly filter out the daily noise and gibberish. If a new idea fundamentally violates one of your core universal constants, well, you can let it collapse before you waste precious time and energy on it.
It's applying the constant collapse protocol to daily life. It is a highly efficient way to operate in a noisy world.
But all of this does leave me with one final kind of haunting thought to mull over. We've talked deeply about how an advanced AI can invent entirely new mathematical constants. It traverses entropy gradients to custom-tune hypersensitive yardsticks that we humans don't even know exist, just to test the structural fabric of a theory.
It maps the unknown.
So it makes you wonder if a machine can discover these hidden structural pillars in a theoretical space. Might there be massive meta-constants governing the physical laws of our actual universe that are entirely invisible to human cognition? Fundamental numbers that dictate the absolute boundaries of our physical reality, just waiting out there in the dark, waiting to be discovered, not by a human mind, but by a machine.